Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Going to be a great weekend to be out in the yard. I hope it's a combination weekend for you. Maybe some stuff that makes you feel productive, working in the yard, working in those flower beds, and also some real time to relax. Maybe on the patio or the deck or around the fire come evening time. What a great Wisconsin weekend it's going to be. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, my co-host Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary Ann Sayers about some of the great things going on in our state. I get jazzed as hell when I hear this music.
I am in a better mood already.
I'm always in a better mood because
I'm levitating right now.
Is here. You are. I didn't know you could float like that. You really are light on your feet. Ann Sayers, the best in the business, is with us, Wisconsin's travel secretary. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
We're so glad that you are here. Talking a little hiking, a little bit of biking. June's a great time to do this. Even your dog is excited.
He is really worked up.
What kind of dog do you have?
Yeah, what kind of puppy?
She's a Bernedoodle.
Oh.
Wow, I bet that's so cute.
Those are so cute.
And they don't shed, do they?
They don't. She's very cute, but as you heard, she has a lot of opinions.
I like that a whole lot. Hey, let's start with the Wisconsin Trail Report. Can you tell us about the Wisconsin Trail Report?
Great place to start your summer vacation planning. It is a comprehensive tool. It's going to tell you everything you need to know about hiking and biking trips. There's actually more than 165 trail networks around the state that we have reports that are up to date for you. You're going to learn general trail conditions. You'll get a description of the trail network. For bikers, you're going to learn both about recreational cycling and mountain biking, which is really nice. And it makes planning your whole trip a breeze because you can click on a destination on the map, and it'll give you some suggestions for nearby dining, lodging, entertainment, and events. So check it out. Great Outdoors Month getaway. Start planning at travelwisconsin.com/report.
And you can visit a Wisconsin state park for free. When?
Yes, you can start summer off right with the Free Fun Weekend. It's an annual event, and it's here to help encourage visitors to get out and explore our gorgeous Wisconsin state park system. Visitors have free access to state parks, forests, and trails. It's Saturday, June 7th and Sunday, June 8th. You know, the Wisconsin state park system has been providing public access to outdoor recreation for 125 years. They're celebrating that big number this year, and Free Fun Weekend is the perfect time to find a new park that maybe it'll become your new go-to place for hiking and biking for years to come. And you can easily find out more about all of that on the Wisconsin Trail Report.
Yeah, that trail report is really, really cool. I've used that in the past. Speaking of trails, mountain biking in Kenosha County, this is a prime location, isn't it?
It's become a huge draw for cyclists. You can start by checking out the purpose-built trails in Silver Lake County Park. You'll pedal over 10 miles on fast, fun, and flowing trails. It's a great destination for beginners and intermediate riders. And then you have to head to Petrifying Springs Park. Locals call it Pets. Thrill-seeking riders will enjoy two jump lines, including one that's for experts only. And then afterward, head to Kenosha's Harbor Park for a walk among art. Every 2 years, the community rotates the sculptures displayed at the Lakeside Park. 10 new pieces of artwork were installed last fall for the sculpture walk. So if you haven't been there for a while, get down there. And then a must-do, I never miss it, is stopping at Tenuta's Deli while you're in Kenosha.
Yes.
It's an Italian grocer, totally iconic. Been there for 75 years. You'll love it.
That's amazing. And there's also so many trail networks for hiking. Can you talk about Lang Lake County?
Mm-hmm. So this is Northeast Wisconsin. The county is full of cycling opportunities. Mountain bikers can head to Jack Lake Recreation Area for 12 miles of fast and flowing single track trails, or check out the Wolf River State Trail for a more casual ride in an idyllic Northwoods setting. Lang Lake County just boasts 5 segments of the Ice Age Trail for hikers looking for more remote options to explore this corner of the state. Just so many options here. And then you can fuel up for all your adventures by visiting Sweet Time. That's in Anago. It's a coffee shop and cafe that serves impressive food and drink, baked goods, sandwiches, and wraps, soups, smoothies, bowls, everything you're going to need to stay fueled up.
All right, Ann, what recent cool Wisconsin site visits have you made? We kind of live through you, you know.
Gosh, let's see. I was recently up at Copper Falls State Park, which is way north, but so worth the drive up. It's actually just 4 feet shorter than Niagara Falls.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's pretty cool. We do have really cool waterfalls in our state, especially up there in the Northwoods.
It's so romantic. I love waterfalls.
It's really cool. For more information.
As I said, that I told you the wrong waterfall. Big Manitou Falls. So Copper Falls is up there, too. They're all up there. It's amazing.
You're right. They are. Big Manitou. So check that out. For all the course sorts of information, go to travelwisconsin.com. She is a travel secretary. It's always fun. Give that pup a hug. We'll talk to you next weekend. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. If you'd like more information on this show, it is very easy. Go to WTMJ.com. We have got you covered. WTMJ.com. A couple quick thank yous as we head out of here. Melody Judge in Elkhorn, Matt Dorner, downtown Milwaukee, and of course, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'll catch you again next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin.